program.
Welcome to Shooter's Corner, your program for conversation on guns, shooting, and your Second Amendment rights. Brought to you by Price RV, Auto Trim Design, by Rogers Auto Repair, and by Frontier Outfitters. Now, your host, Chuck Indereeden.
Hi, welcome listeners. It's currently negative 12 here in the great city of Fairbanks, Alaska. Up from, I think it was 26 below when I looked at the temperature thing this morning.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty cold.
Yeah, I'm like so done.
Me too.
Absolutely done. So you're here in the Fairbanks studios with us here at KFAR. Chuck, Cindy, Matt.
And Chuck, I caught Chuck's cold. I didn't get the pot of gold, but I got the cold.
I don't even know what you mean by the whole pot of gold thing. Like, what were you like searching for? You're not a, oh, gotcha.
I was like,
you're not a gold digger. We've been together like 44 years. So it's not like that's happening.
Just playing the long game.
She married like, she married me when I was making like $400 a month as a E1 in 1982. I was like, what? Gold digger? Like, I guess maybe by an Idaho standard, that would be. A teenager from Idaho. Yeah, $400 a month. Heck yeah.
Gonna make it.
We're making bank, baby.
We're
just above snap level. All right, well, good. All right, we should have a good show today. I got my Canadian drink, the Celsius.
Not your smart water.
Not smart water today, so we're good. Yeah. But as always, remember, you can call in and talk to us. I don't know. We might listen to you. 907-458-TALK. That's 458-8255. If you're out there on the interwebs, you can always go to kfarradio.com. Click on that big orange ball that says listen live. And we also have two apps out there. So you can find it on the Android and the Apple Store. And you can also listen to us live on those apps. It's pretty cool. So, anywho, let's start the show. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. All right, just a reminder from all the local attractions going on. The Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program will be on April 9th from 5:30 to 7 over at the TVSA range. That's at 1230 TVSA Way. It's the Alaska Outdoor Mentorship Program. Their mission is to train or just educate, I guess. Not really train, but educate people on hunting and all those kind of things that happen in Alaska because I guess what we really have seen is people come up from the lower 48, they just jump into Alaska and they think, oh, I can do that. And it is not like hunting in the lower 48. Like you, there's a certain set of skills that you need to be educated on and knowledge that you need to know before you go out there and become a casualty. And luckily for a lot of people in the state of Alaska, the Alaska State Troopers do not charge for search and rescues. It's funny because I was talking to Cindy the other day, and it was like looking at Arizona. They have a dumb person law, a dumb driver law, or whatever it is, like stupid people law. I think we should have that up here, where they charge literally a minimum $20,000 to come out and rescue you.
Well, have you seen the bill that either was introduced last year or is being introduced now, where if you plan on coming up here and staying over a week, they want you to take a safety test, a wildlife safety test and survival test, to see if you can even do that based off of that guy who came up here, trust fund kid, got stuck in the woods, died in a bus, that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What's the grading criteria going to be on that?
God, I don't know.
Because we also have people that drive around signs that say, Denali Highway is closed, and then they drive around and get stuck in snow and then die, and then we end up paying for that, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be that difficult considering your driver's test is pretty easy.
Yeah, we went down a big rabbit hole here. All right, so anywho, TVSA will be having its Spring 2026 Gun Show on April 18th and 19th. Time shows will be from 10 to 5 on the 18th and 11 to 4 on the 19th. Admission is $5 per adult, $4 for active military. You still looking for vendors?
Got two tables left.
Two tables are left. So it's working. Two tables are left over there. You got to get a hold of Amelia Dell. And you're probably wondering, who did he just ask? Well, that's Amelia Dell. We're going to have her as a guest on the show today, along with David Dwyer. I actually was able to say it properly this time without making like weird Amelia.
You're steamrolling through it today.
I know.
You must be feeling better.
I am on a roll.
It's
a Celsius. My Canadian fit drink. Oh, Live Fit. Yeah. No fructose corn syrup, no aspartame, no artificial colors. Didn't say crap about flavoring.
This is not a sponsorship
absolutely
to any
not.
Of our listeners. We're just on one today.
Yeah. There we go. All right, so they got two tables left. Price of the table still $75. Yep, there you go. All right, get all your information over there at tvsa.us/gunshows. Awesome. Remember, the public shooting hours over at TVSA Range are every Thursday from 6 to 8. Cost is $5 for members, $20 for non-members. We'll talk more about that as well, memberships and stuff like that over there at TVSA Range. I think they got a good show going on there. Last but not least, remember, C4 Training Group is hosting their Active Self-Protection Skills Summit here in Fairbanks on June 20th and 21st. I get it. That's summer solstice, and there's all kinds of stuff going on in Alaska, and especially in Fairbanks. But, hey, here's the deal. If you think you're going to rise to the occasion and defend yourself and or your family, you are sadly mistaken. Like, you need to train so you develop those neuromuscular pathways and be able to execute smoothly and efficiently to stop said threat. There, I said it. Done. Moving on. Go to our website over at c4traininggroup.com, and you can get the link there to go to the Active Self-Protection website. That's going to be with Neil Widener and Chris Bean. They're excellent trainers out of the lower 48, so I think that's a good deal. ACHP class for C4 Training Group is 11th and 12th of April. That class is filling. March is already filled. As a matter of fact, it's overfilled. All right. So make sure you get on there, jump on there if you want to get that basic level of pistol training. So we'll be good. All right. Before we get to our guest and everything, which will be after the break, obviously, I need to talk about this week's in firearm history because I think this is pretty interesting, actually. So on March 22nd of 1892, Roland White, who was the inventor of the bore-through revolver cylinder, died. But Roland was born in 1817, passed away at the age of 74 in Lowell, Massachusetts. But what his design was, that he initially pitched to Samuel Colt was, and he received the patent for, was a revolver cylinder bored completely through from end to end, allowing metallic cartridges or paper cartridges to be loaded from the rear rather than the muzzle in each chamber. This was a revolutionary advancement over traditional percussion cap revolvers, enabling faster reloading and setting the stage for modern cartridge revolvers. Here's the deal, though. White had to partner with Smith & Wesson, who was founded in 1852, who licensed the patent exclusively from 1856 onward. He originally pitched it to Samuel Colt, but Colt rejected this. So he went to Smith & Wesson. Smith & Wesson picked it up. Let's see. So Smith & Wesson had the virtual monopoly on this revolver cylinder patent, which expired in 1869. It forced competitors, including Colt, to pay royalties or wait for the patent to expire. Patents led to lawsuits against infringers like Roland White Arms Company and others. Huh. What did Chuck just say? Yeah. Roland White Arms Company was actually sued by Smith & Wesson for a violation of the patent. Here's the backstory. Or as, who was that dude you used to say? Here's the rest of the story. What was that guy's name?
Was it 60 Minutes?
No, not Walter Cronkite. Somebody will call in. Let me know. Oh, Harvey. No, not. I almost said Harvey Wallbanger. not that dude. Who? But anyways.
All right.
Not Lee Harvey Oswald. All right. Got 2 minutes. All right. So White's innovation addressed key limitations of earlier designs like Colt's open front cylinders, making revolvers safer, more reliable, and faster to reload. Fundamentals still seen in modern revolvers today. Despite the patent's value, White saw little personal profit due to the exclusive licensing terms and legal battles. All right. So here's what ended up happening with that. Smith & Wesson couldn't keep up with the manufacturing process or the demands for that design. So they allowed Roland to go and develop his own company, right? And then he started making some of these cylinders, right, as part of working under the patent of Smith & Wesson. Then he left the company and sold his shares. Then the Roland White Company still continued to manufacture these without permission of Smith & Wesson. So that's how they were able to actually end up suing that company. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
I wonder how close they had to be to sue each other, knowing that this was going on. I mean, you look at
they were all in Massachusetts at that time, too. I mean, it was like probably walk across the street,
exactly,
probably.
Exactly, yeah.
Hey, you've been served. But
I'm going to sue.
Thing is, really going to bother me now for the next minute to break about what that guy's name was. And now you know the
Walter
rest of the story. Not Walter Conker. Why was I thinking that the same thing? Who said that? Somebody's got to call in and let me know. All right. Anyways, just a brief introduction before we have to go into our first break. This week, we'll have Amelia Dev. There we go. and David Dwyer, members of the board over at the TVSA range. Amelia, say hi.
Howdy.
There you go. And David.
How's it going?
You've been here once before.
I think once or twice.
Had you on here as a guest. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Talking about 49th Cartridge Company.
Yep.
So, anyways, they Amelia actually has a full-time job. David has a full-time, well, part-time and jobs. Yeah. There we go.
It's full-time all the time.
Yeah, full-time all the time. And they also serve over at the will and pleasure of TVSA Range, I guess, right? So,
yeah.
I think that's super cool that you're contributing over there. We're going to go into our first break. When we come back, we'll have more conversations with Amelia and David, and I will go into my editorial. So you got to stick around for that one, too, because this is going to be a fun one. We'll be right back here at Shooter's Corner.
Paul Harvey.
Paul Harvey. Good job, Cindy. Woo! Yeah,
1 point.
Got that out. 1 point for Cindy. She got that pot of gold. All right. Anywho, we'll be right back after this break here at Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated, keeping Fairbanks on the road since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems, prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
Be it work or play, your truck bed will take a beating. You need to protect your investment with an Arctic Spray-On Bedliner from Auto Trim Design. This Arctic Spray-On Bedliner was developed as a commercial coating for use on the Alaska pipeline, which is constantly exposed to our extreme Arctic conditions. Why should you settle for anything sub-quality? Get your Arctic Spray-On Bedliner today at Auto Trim Design. And as Ben says, we'll be here when the other guys are gone.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
KFAR Weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 3 above. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows dip down to about 24 below. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 6 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
I think Jennifer, the meteorologist, the AI one, needs to be punched in the head. Like, I'm so tired of these forecasts. Like, I'm sorry.
I stopped looking.
All right.
That's a little aggressive there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't say the other word. I'm Shooter's her. Corner. Could have gone there, but nonetheless. Anyways, welcome back to the show here with Chuck, Cindy, Matt, and our special guests, Amelia and David. Let's go into our editorial, because everybody, I think, I get a lot of comments on these. The one that I sent you earlier, Matt, I'm going to hold off until after I'm done with my current employment that I'm on leave from.
Okay.
I think it will make much more sense when I say that later.
I'm picking up on it, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so defending financial freedom for gun owners in the last frontier. Do not to forget to keep up with Senate Bill 243. We talked about that before, which is a winner for every hunter and shooter protecting our ears. Remember, that's that suppressor one. And Senate Bill 203, which smells like the classic gun grabber Trojan horse disguised as mirroring federal law. That's the Glock switches one, which everybody knows that automatics are illegal anyways, unless you have the NFA and the registration and everything else. So it's like, stupid is a stupid does. Okay. So today we're going to talk about a bill that's flying under the radar for some, but is absolutely critical for protecting your privacy and your Second Amendment rights. That's Senate Bill 136, introduced by Senator Mike Cronk from Tok and Northway in the Alaska legislature during the 34th session. This isn't about banning guns or magazine or carry rights. It's about stopping big banks, credit card companies, and payment processors from discriminating against lawful firearm retailers and buyers. Senate Bill 136 prohibits financial institutions from refusing service or engaging in discriminatory practices just because a transaction involves firearms or ammunition. It also bars them from using firearm-specific merchant category codes, those MCCs that tag purchases as guns or ammo, that could create databases tracking private gun owners. No more creating records of who owns what, where, or when they buy. That's a direct threat to privacy and a backdoor way to chill the exercise of constitutional rights. Think about it. We've seen this playbook before. Operation Choke Point under the Obama era pressured banks to drop gun dealers. More recently, some payment networks have flagged or deplatformed firearm businesses, making it harder for shops to process cards or for everyday Alaskans to buy ammo online without their transactions being singled out. In a state like Alaska, where hunting, self-defense, and bear country, and just plain freedom or way of life, this kind of corporate overreach hits hard. Law-abiding folks shouldn't have to worry that using their Visa or MasterCard to buy a box of 308 will get them flagged, monitored, or denied service. I gotta add to that. I know friends and friends of friends, and speaking for a friend,
and a friend.
Have bought thousands of rounds. Like, I think David could attest to this.
Allegedly.
Four to 5,000 rounds of 9mm. That could potentially, in some circles, put you on a watch list.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's funny, like, when you see the news, sometimes they'll be like, oh, my God, they seized an arsenal. The guy had two guns and 400 rounds of 22 long rifle or whatever, right?
Yeah.
You kind of get my point. And I'm thinking to myself, man, those are rookie numbers.
Like
dude is not from Alaska. Like that, and that's front page in
Montana,
like, yeah, in the lower 48, right? Whatever. Like, dude is not seen in Alaska household. But anyways, I digress. Senator Kronk nailed it in his sponsor statement. The right to bear arms is a fundamental freedom enshrined in our U.S. and Alaska state constitutions, and it must be protected from all forms of encroachment and infringement, whether that be from government overreach or private entities. SB 136 reaffirms that commitment, protects privacy, safeguards market integrity, and ensures Alaskans can exercise their rights without fear of discrimination. This bill ties right into the broader fight we're seeing nationwide. Post-Bruin, the Supreme Court has made clear that the Second Amendment isn't just about keeping arms at home. It's about burying them without undue interference. While Bruin focuses on carry regulations, the spirit applies here. Government cannot indirectly infringe by letting private actors, often with government encouragement, create barriers to lawful ownership and use. And in Alaska, where we're a constitutional carry state with strong preemption and Second Amendment sanctuary roots, we don't need Wall Street or Silicon Valley deciding who gets to buy a firearm. The bill had a hearing back in January 2026 in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and it's been moving through the process, referred to Judiciary after earlier committees. With the legislature in session, now the time's to push it forward. Groups like the NRA, ILA, and local sportsmen's organizations have backed similar measures, recognizing this is a key privacy win. Shooters, this is a proactive defense of our rights. Call your senator. Especially if you're in Senator Kronk's district or have a voice in the Senate Judiciary Committee. Urge them to pass SB 136 without weakening amendments. Tell them Alaska won't cooperate or won't let corporate discrimination undermine our freedoms. In a world where anti-gun forces keep finding new ways to attack, from Virginia-style bans to financial deplatforming, bills like this remind us of why Alaska stands tall. We protect our own, from the backcountry to the bank account. That's my take, folks. What do you think? Is financial privacy the next front in the Second Amendment battle? And I would submit to you, probably is going to be.
I feel like with the use of, one, the internet, and then two, everyone wants everything to be extremely transparent nowadays, I feel like this is one that's going to take a long time to get rid of. I think it's just going to be here from here on out. And they're going to say, we're not using your purchase uses against you, what you're using your credit cards for or anything like that. but then you're going to start getting denied. Why are you going here? Why did you purchase this? How much money did you pull out? Why is a Glock $650 after tax and you pulled out $650 cash through your debit card? We're going to block that transaction. I feel like it's going to slow roll.
It will. It will. It's just a matter of time. I mean, we're already paying. Stores are charging us 3%, 4% to use a credit card. And they're really,
but that's just a surcharge because what they're charged by the bank to process that. That's their processing fee.
That's yeah. what we get charged each month for when I run your card for
right.
stuff. Because
Same thing that happens to us when people sign up for a class online too. But I've also got smart and I won't put what the actual – I'll use abbreviations. Like if somebody signs up for an ACHP class or something like that and they use PayPal, I put an abbreviation on there. I don't put on there like pistol class. I put like ACHP or something like that, January 2026. That way it doesn't get flagged necessarily as a pistol or a rifle class or something like that. I don't do that because I've seen how they have deplatformed other instructors in the lower 48. And that's why some have gone to other, you know, financial things like Stripe or whatever.
Yeah, right? We use Swipe Simple and Blue Dog because of that, because Square or the one you mentioned will just all of a sudden you go to log in and your stuff's locked up and they got, you know, your pending funds. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, you'll get it whenever. You're a 2A business. We don't support that. We'll freeze, you know, release your funds when we get around to it.
But this is a bigger thing of control, period, right? I think when the banks and private corporations start acting in the capacity as a government entity, right? And you're going to start seeing this in the car industry as well.
Yes.
So I saw this, right? So let's digress just for a second. So BMW decided to say, hey, you want heated seats? That's going to cost you an extra $5 a month. And people have got tuned into that because they're used to paying for apps, right? So on your phone or whatever, it's like, do I have a monthly subscription fee? Oh, by the way, I can save 10 bucks if I do the annual subscription fee, right? And so they get used to doing it that way. And then your car comes out and it's connected to the interwebs, right? And so now you got to pay a subscription fee for, oh, I want to be able to go faster in my car. So now even though it has the horsepower, they can unlock it with the software. Mercedes started doing that, right? Wow. And so you start seeing, and so they're going to normalize it. And then people are going to be like, oh, that's just normal. So I'm used to that.
And let's just control.
But here's what's going to end up happening.
Just control.
You don't like it, or they don't like you, or the government says, oh, by the way, this person is like a terrorist or whatever. Like they can use whatever word they want to use. They can shut down your transportation by software over the airwaves. And that's why there's actually a huge demand for cars and trucks that are not connected right now. People are starting to see this, and they're going out and buying all these older cars that are not connected to the interwebs.
You know who made that impossible to fight?
Who?
Obama.
How's that?
Cash for clunkers.
Crushed them all.
Crushed them all. Put the liquid cement in all the engines. You can't buy those cars anymore. I mean, I understand at the time everyone was worried about.
Oh, they try to sell it as an EPA thing?
Yeah, EPA
because
thing.
Because we're like protecting the environment because of the smog, but probably on the dark side of it was we don't have control over them.
Yeah, and now it's...
I'm not a conspiracy theorist by any stretch of the imagination, but I would say there's always a dark side to everything that the government does.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you look at that too, like who profits off of older cars, right? No one really outside of like Rock Auto buying, you know, whatever mega storage they have of old parts, but...
Or Shade Tree Mechanics or people in their neighborhood that are working on those kind of cars.
Yeah, your local mechanics that know how to work on it. They don't need a $30,000 computer to boop.
Yep, you get rid of that older car and now you're forced to buy a new car. And now that company has you again. They're just going to continue to get you until you pay it off for 5 to 10 years, depending on what happens.
Yeah, the car that's not prone to EMP.
Yeah.
Because it has a points and distributor. People don't even know what those are anymore.
No. It's a Sean Ryan show on that.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of truth to it, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, what's my timeline?
We got a minute.
Good. Amelia, tell us about yourself. You can pull the mic closer to you.
Perfect.
Don't let Cindy like Bogart that thing.
I'm not making racket today.
Alrighty. So I'm the vice president of Tanana Valley Sportsman's Association. I'm also the Lathrop High School rifle coach, and I coach Arctic Precision, which is TVSA's internal competition team.
Okay. And Arctic Precision, are they like homeschoolers, or like are they like kids from the Lathrop teams or other high school teams? Like, is it a conglomerate? What do you got going?
Yeah, we're kind of a conglomerate of all of the high school teams, a bunch of homeschool kids. Most of them are Lathrop athletes just because they want to continue shooting. Right. But we take Hutch, West Valley, homeschool athletes can come in as well. We're just kind of a little bit of everybody.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So they get more reps, essentially.
Yeah, they get more time on the range, more rounds down range. and they get some comp experience as well.
Good. And when you say comp experience, are they competing like with the Arctic Precision competing with other precision teams from other areas?
Yeah, so we...
This is a nationwide thing because they can do it all online now, right? Like interwebs?
We can do it all online. We went down to...
For now, until somebody shuts them down.
Yeah.
I mean, you got kids shooting guns.
Yeah, we went down to Anchorage for a match, and we'll be heading out in July for our national matches.
Awesome. Appreciate that brief introduction. We have to go into a mandatory break. Here's the reason why we got the background music starting, because it tells us that's our cue. All right. Stay tuned here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt, and Amelia, and David here at Shooter's Corner, KFAR 97.5, 660 AM. We'll be right back after this break.
Broadcasting from the Satellite West studio, you're listening to KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump says he told Israel to halt attacks on Iranian energy resources, adding he talked to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I told him, don't do that, and he won't do that. We didn't discuss. You know, we do, we're independent, we get along great. It's coordinated.
The president speaking while hosting Japan's prime minister at the White House today. Energy prices have spiked around the world during that conflict with Iran. The Pentagon is seeking billions in additional funding amid the ongoing war. Some Democrats expressing opposition.
Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal called reports of a supplemental request from the Pentagon a non-starter.
I think they need to come clean with the American people before they ask for $200 billion.
Saying Congress did not approve of the military action in Iran.
Fox's Jessica Rosen. All America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports a proposal to build what could become one of Alaska's largest solar power facilities outside Nikiski is back on the table. The Alaska Mental Health Trust Land Office has issued a preliminary decision to lease about 680 acres of trust land off Escape Route Road to Tugliuk Energy USA for development of a utility-scale solar farm. The decision opens a public comment period before the trust finalizes the negotiated lease. The executive director finds that the proposed transaction is in the best interest of the trust, the decision states. The project represents the latest attempt to develop large-scale solar generation on the northern Kenai Peninsula after an earlier version of the plan stalled last year due to financial challenges. A similar project proposal advanced in 2024 when solar developer Renewable IPP began working with Homer Electric Association on what was described as the largest solar development proposed in Alaska. That effort ultimately fell apart in February last year when the company and investors determined the economics no
streaming
longer worked.
Online at KFAR660.com.
What does it look like when your faithful friend in the driveway has an off day? Well, it looks like no fun, like bumming a ride to work, the store, rescheduling lunch with your yoga instructor, all because your four-wheeled pal is waiting for parts. We do our own routine maintenance, but our chariot depends on us to schedule that for them. Airboat and inboard service too. Family owned and operated. Keeping Fairbanks owed since 1967. Rogers Auto Repair.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems, prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
It's remote start season at Auto Trim Design. With our variety of CompuStar remote starts available, we are sure to have an option to fit everyone's needs. Enjoy many features like smartphone control with drone mobile, two-way rechargeable remotes, proximity unlock, additional security alarm, and so much more. With over 30 years of experience, Auto Trim Design takes pride in being CompuStar's only pro dealer in the interior. Contact us today to set up your appointment to have your remote start professionally installed. Stay warm with Auto Trim Design this winter.
Customized by Auto Trim Design.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. Here with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt here at Shooter's Corner here at KFAR Studios here in Fairbanks, where it's still a balmy 12 below.
Yippee, it's hot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, it says my phone is showing it's negative 9 now.
Oh, so we're starting to warm up.
Everything's going to melt.
That giant heat tab in the sky is starting to thaw things out. So, anyways, 97.5, 660. We went down a lot of rabbit holes today. Like, we've been on a roll. So here's the deal. If you missed the first part of the show, the first half hour, then make sure you go to the KFARradio.com. Click on that link that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck Indereed and scroll down. You'll see our archives down there. You can always listen to past shows and this show. Probably be up by, what, tomorrow or something? I think last show it was up like by the end of the day.
It was Teresa's really fast with getting it uploaded.
Yeah, when she's not in here helping us, she can do stuff faster.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that.
She's a little bit more efficient. Okay. So we're with Amelia, who's a vice president of the board over at TVSA Range, which for those of you who do not know is over at 1230 TVSA Way, which is across from essentially Fred Meyer's West, next to the hotel over there, kind of sits back by itself. Next to the river.
Yeah.
Actually, that's really good frontage property.
It does have really good frontage property.
From it's back in the 1950s or something like that, probably. Yeah. Anyways, I want to go back to this. So you coach the Lathrop team.
Yeah, so I coach for Lathrop High School during the fall sports season.
And how many teams are there actually in the interior, the high school months?
For the high school months, we have West Valley, Hutchison, Lathrop, and Delta right now. So four.
North Pole's not in there anymore?
No, we lost North Pole before I even moved to Fairbanks.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, I thought maybe, because they have, what, Air Force ROTC out there. I was wondering if they were doing anything.
Yeah, so we have precision rifle through the ASAA Sports, which is what I coach. And then West Valley, Lathrop High School, North Pole. And then it used to have Eielson as well. Used to have an ROTC team.
Gotcha. All right. Well, cool. And then, what's your background on that? Like, did you shoot someplace else before then? Did you shoot, like, at UAF, or did you shoot for, like, West Point, or, like, what?
Yeah, so
Virginia?
President's 100.
Yeah. Yeah, so I grew up in Michigan in a town that's about an hour outside of Detroit. Grew up shooting with my dad. I decided to get into high-power long-range, and then my dad said, well, I'm not going to coach you, so go join the junior small bore program. And it was just kind of history since then.
Gotcha.
I'd been shooting since 2013, and I've officially retired in 2021.
How do you retire from that? I'm just kidding.
Hang up my gear and don't touch
the gun again.
Say, I'm done.
Yeah, pretty
done.
Much.
Yeah.
That's cool. So it gives you a pretty good background on this and some familiarity with, like, all the processes that are required, like the physical and the mental aspects of everything.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I was doing it for 10 years and learned a lot. So
there you go. That's important. All right, let's move on to David real quick because he's an interesting character.
He is.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of the arch nemesis to the infantry guy. So Matt and I are both infantry guys.
Oh, another crunchy.
Yeah. Oh, you're a tanker?
Yes, he's clankety clank. I'm a tank.
Tank goes boom.
Yeah. He was a gunner on a tank. Made him special.
All loaders, when they get out, they say, I was a gunner. No, they weren't.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't a loader.
Yeah.
How many do you call yours? You are Brad.
I know, but we were, well, if you talk to the infantry people down there in Benning, they would say we were a miniature tank, but we're not.
It's the better vehicle.
It's the better vehicle.
It has killed a T-90, so.
I don't know. Tow could reach out.
Yeah.
Not quite much as the
No, that was 25 Mike. Remember a few years ago?
Yeah, that's true. Anyways, back to you.
Anyways.
Okay. Yeah, the only thing he had to remember was identified and on the way.
Yep.
That's it. That's only two words he had to remember.
On the way.
Yeah.
I could take care of that.
Perhaps the fire commands were taken by the TC or. But anyways, go ahead. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so co-owner of 49th Cartridge Company, so making ammunition here in Fairbanks. Also on the Fox Range, so keeping up with a not Cushman-esque range. You know, Chuck with C4 and Cindier out there in the summer doing their rifle, pistol, shotgun classes. And like you mentioned earlier, you got that other course coming up on the 20th and 21st of June again. And hopefully we got the weather will hold again that weekend, but usually doesn't.
It and is then, June in Alaska, so we're either going to have, like, limited visibility because of fires.
Yeah, smoke.
Smoke or rain.
State bird or rain.
Yeah.
If anyone from Sportsman's is listening, see if you can donate us some pop-up tents, you know, just in case.
Oh, we got those.
We have those.
Wouldn't hurt to have more.
C4.
Actually, Sportsman's, we have none. If you want to reach out and give us more, that'd be great.
Come on, Tom. Away. Yeah, Tom's got a kickback over there at Sportsman's.
Yeah, where you at? Call us, man.
Call us, Tom.
Oh, SIG doesn't make pop-ups.
Oh, yeah.
If they did, they'd probably collapse on us.
As you put it up.
Oh, we're getting nothing now. All right.
All right. So anyways, David, 49th Cartridge Company. Yeah, good ammo.
And then I've always been, you know, we kind of started at TVSA, and then now that there's been a new board the past year, they asked me to kind of help out and then kind of be as an advisor role because they weren't sure kind of what the structure was yet. And then they asked me, I believe it was in January, to be a board member and, you know, add it to the plate and keep plugging away, helping out where we can and keep improving upon TVSA from years past. I mean, just the history. I mean, what, 1934, I believe? I'm still learning up more on the history now and remembering it, but
yeah, 1937.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, 89 years this year, so I mean, it's one of the oldest groups in Fairbanks. So trying to keep that Sportsman's Association, not just, you know, yeah, the range is kind of the bread and butter for TVSA right now that keeps the lights on, but still reaching out like to the mentorship program. I mean, they've had great turnouts.
Oh yeah, they've been filling up the classroom area and spreading into the lobby. It's been great.
Yeah, I mean, I want to say 50, 60 people.
Classroom. Mm-hmm. I love your classroom.
So trying to keep improving upon that to, you know, reach out to more groups, you know, people that we've worked with in the past, maybe some we haven't, but trying to just be a all-around sportsman's association for the community.
Yeah,
because it
important.
Is the Tanana Valley Sportsman Association.
It's a nice facility. It really is.
So just trying to keep it going, you know, put a little more TLC back into it, work within what we can budget-wise and what our members want us to do, and keep improving from there. So, and then the gun show coming up here in what, 4 weeks,
April 18th and 19th.
Yep. And so we're gonna try and, you know, revamp that. And by what we mean revamp that is advertise for it. You know.
Mm-hmm. And just a couple real things here. All right. So first of all, you mentioned membership. Mm-hmm. So Amelia, David, like, what is the membership structure? I remember when Larry Hansen signed off on Cindy and I's life membership cards.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's been a minute, too. It's like probably 6-7 years ago that we did the life membership over there. And I know at that time, I think it was like $400 a person or something like that. Has the structure changed anything? Like if somebody said, hey, how do I become a member? Like who do they reach out to? Like what's the prices now or maybe?
Yeah, so we actually increased the prices because they hadn't increased in quite some time.
Sure.
I bought my life membership in 2023, and it was still $400. We're up now to, I think, $12.95.
It has to. I mean,
membership.
Look at the price of fuel just to heat the place.
Oh, my gosh, so we learned that this winter.
Air handlers and everything else, so yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so we increased our membership prices. I think an annual individual membership's now $125 versus $75.
Right.
The junior membership stayed the same at $35 just because they're juniors.
Right,
yeah.
Annual family went up. I'd have to look at the numbers on our membership platform, but we've increased the prices of memberships, hopefully to kind of get in a little bit more for memberships, and then we can put that back into the facility for our members. So that way their memberships are actually paying for, you know, the facility and helping us revamp it. So it's better for them in the long run.
So other than the public shooting night on Thursdays, what other benefits do the members maybe have as far as a savings or...
For right now, it's just the range fees. We're working on getting things built and repaired. That way we can offer more to our members. We're working on a project right now that's going to really benefit the community and really benefit our members, which will open up range availability so we can have open shooting. The goal is most of the time we're there when we don't have an event that we actually have to close the range.
Right. Because you do, I'm sorry, Sandy, go ahead.
What days are you open for, you know, like we have a lot of women that are at home staying, you know, raising their kids and stuff like that. And it's nice out of the week in the middle of the day, if they're in school, they can just go and, you know, shoot for an hour or 30 minutes.
So we don't currently have any availability during the middle of the day. That's kind of our biggest downfall is the board is all made of volunteers. I work full time.
Right.
Dave works all the time. Our other board members work full-time jobs, you know, in the area. So getting in the middle of the day is really tough for us. But we do have a couple of volunteers that we are getting to get into the building.
Get trained up.
Yeah,
also
getting a lot of. Yeah, getting
I was
going to
say, it just can't be a volunteer.
Yeah.
Like Cindy saying, like just somebody that shows up. They have to be like a range safety officer kind of a certification as well as for, I mean, for the purposes of insurance and liability and stuff like that. So it has to be somebody who's knowledgeable of of how ranges should be run.
Yep,
and I get that. That's important.
Yes.
So right now there's not a whole lot of availability for open range time during the day just because we don't have that volunteer base that has that knowledge at the moment to come in and run our facility the way that we've been updating and running our procedures, and then also still being an RSO.
Yeah. And then just one more thing before we go into the break. So the core mission of TVSA, though, is, because I've kind of seen it in the past, and you can like kind of look at your calendar as well. When school's in session, it's kind of like supporting the school shooting teams and, mm-hmm. and the UAF maybe as well.
Yes.
Is they go over there and do their shooting with other collegiate teams that come up. And
yeah. So Tennessee Valley Sportsmen's Association itself, the Interior Alaska Sportsmen's Association, dedicated to the promotion of youth shooting activities, education of Alaska residents in safe handling and firearms, and competitive shooting activities.
Yeah, there you go. So the core mission is essentially that.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Yes.
The kids need a good, safe place to go shoot and stuff like that. And other ranges in town cannot necessarily facilitate that volume, if you will, in that space.
We have 30 to 40 kids every high school season.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No, I think that's absolutely important. Packed. I think it's absolutely important, because we have to go into this last break, but I think it's absolutely important that we carry on that a Second Amendment, like, lifestyle for the upcoming generations. If not, we're going to lose it. It's kind of like the Pittman-Robinson Act or whatever like that, the money that goes from hunting, right? Like, less people are hunting now, so there's less revenue that's being generated for states to be able to put back into their programs. And I think it's incredibly important that we maintain these traditions. So anyways, we got to go into our last break here at Shooter's Corner. We'll be right back with Chuck, Cindy, and Matt, and Amelia, and David. Stay tuned. We'll continue on our conversation about TVSA Range and the awesome programs that they have going on over there, especially their upcoming gun show. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break.
Ice fishing is great winter fun, if you're prepared. Now, before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need to limit out. Rods to tackle, to ice tents, and ice augers. And Frontier Outfitters has the right winter clothing to keep you toasty, warm, and dry. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
While your RV enjoys some well-deserved downtime this winter, treat your traveling buddy to some TLC at Price RV. You'll be road ready for spring RVing. Use your off-season wisely. Let Price RV inspect your appliances, repair cracked water lines and roof leaks. Price RV's advanced diagnostics quickly identifies any problems. Prevent annoying drips, rattles, and hums before they become expensive problems. Be road ready this spring. Visit Price RV on Marble Court in North Pole.
Auto Trim Designs Tint and Paint Protection Film Department is now open. Their professional installers are ready to keep your vehicles looking sharp and protected all year long. Auto Trim Designs self-healing PPF shields your paint from scratches and wear, helping your car stay flawless for years. And with their window films, it adds a stylish deep black color to your vehicle windows. It also provides protection from harmful UV rays, reduces glare, and increases privacy. From exterior protection to interior comfort, Auto Trim Design has you covered. Stop by today.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies expected today, with daytime highs approaching 3 above. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 24 below. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 6 above. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now back to Shooter's Corner on KFAR Radio.
All right, welcome back, listeners. You're Chuck, Cindy, Matt here at Shooter's Corner at 97.5, 660 AM. Remember, you can always listen to our past shows by going to our archive at kfarradio.com. Just click on that box that says Shooter's Corner with Chuck and Reading. Imagine that. And then it takes you down to the archives down at the bottom of that page. So, pretty cool. We're here talking with Amelia Dell and David Dwyer. I'm starting to say that easier. It's like flowing off my tongue a little bit easier, the whole Amelia
thing. Have a little bit of caffeine in you.
I know. I finished my Celsius, my Canadian sports drink.
Chuck doesn't drink coffee, and I learned never to give him an energy drink with a white mocha.
Yeah. Because I'm like Beavis and Butthead. I'm like, Cornholio! I'm in the studio with my shirt like stretched over my head.
That is not where I thought that was going. You said not to get him a white mocha. I was thinking he had like lactose intolerance and it was just an issue.
No,
but now it's just, he's just bouncing off the walls even more.
Yeah. Like ricocheting around. Well, it's a padded room in here for a reason.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a purple padded loom.
Never give him those two together teaching a class. Whoa.
Oh, yeah, because I've done my briefings and stuff like that like in 0.5 seconds. Like, yeah. Done. All right. Any questions? But anyways. All right. So got Amelia and David in the studio with us, and we're talking about TVSA range, and we are getting ready to transition into the sports show, the gun show. Mm-hmm. So that's coming up here in April. What's the nexus behind that? Like, what was the genesis of that program? Like, why did it start? Is it a fundraiser for somebody? Because I know, like, UAF has theirs, and that raises funds for their program. But
yeah, the Gold Rush that's happening this weekend, yeah.
Okay, so, yeah.
They started the gun shows. Ooh, Dave might know.
And I might put you on the spot with the whole history.
When I moved up here in 2014, I mean, I was living on campus at UAF, and they're like, oh, there's a gun show in the Patty Center. I'm like,
but that's the one that UAF puts together, though.
No, that was the TVSA one.
Yeah, we used to host it.
Pre-COVID, they always did it there, and so they'd fill the Patty Center with hundreds of tables.
Oh, God.
Well, I'm on a campus, and there's a gun show on campus. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this is Alaska. And then during COVID, they kind of, oh, insurance, you can't have it here anymore.
Yeah, so we moved it back down to our facility.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a little bit, significantly smaller than it was at the university, but we just don't have...
We don't have the overhead, though.
Yeah, and we don't have a big enough gym to host, you know, hundreds of tables.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Two tables were left, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
filled
yeah
up quicker
I'm
than we thought.
It, yeah.
What are your hours
for the
show?
For the gun show? The 18th.
Read your notes, Cindy.
Read my notes.
But for the listeners, yes.
Yes, for the listeners, I can't read my notes.
It's okay. I'm going to refer to the notes because I will get it wrong if I don't. On April 18th, we're going to be at TVSA from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And then on the 19th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on that Sunday.
Yeah.
Nice.
Which means you still have time to go say hello to baby Jesus. So
yes.
On your Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay. Good, and
it's $5 for adults, $4 for active military, and then
if you're 12 and under are free.
Yep, 12 and under are free. And so the funds that we generate through the gun show go back into youth education.
Okay, there we go.
That's
the key part, I think, that we were trying to get to.
Yeah,
that's like, hey, wait a minute, that's the important part. And so that's where, you know, whether it's the homeschool program or Precision Arctic, it's going towards youth sports activities.
You know, it's like helping fund their equipment or their range fees, those kind of things.
A little bit of everything.
A little bit of both, yeah.
Right now, we're working really hard to get fundraising money for Arctic Precision to go down to Nationals, so some of it will go into their funds to purchase ammo range fees for that match. And then we're going to go back and put more money into homeschool, purchasing things like ammo, more targets, repairing old equipment that needs repairs, updating really what we've got so we can take in more.
If you don't mind me to interrupt you, if somebody just wants to donate to you, how can they donate?
Because you guys are a 501c3, right?
The foundation is a 501c3, yes.
Okay, so could they get a tax break if they donate to the foundation? Like, how does this work, you think?
I would actually have to check with Christine on that, our treasurer and Candy, our president.
That's a good question, though, right? Maybe follow up and let me know, and I can put it out on the air. Like,
so,
hey,
but yeah, we'll follow up with you. I don't know the tax
code thing.
The world.
That is not.
I
don't
want to put out erroneous information on that, but I think that's a good program.
But you can donate. You know, we can take that in. I know we can receipt that, and then
if we wanted to go to a certain event,
or hey, I want this to just go general. Hey, I want you know, for the Precision team to travel, you know, like they reached out to 49th in the range last year to do that.
Okay.
So that's something where, you know,
like some
individuals
of us
can
don't
donate.
Have little kids at home anymore, and we like to donate in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we'll follow up with that and get you a correct answer.
All right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good question, Cindy.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
I know. That's why I keep her around.
You're so bad.
Every once in a while, she has a flash of genius.
You're going to get it.
Take that as a challenge. All right. So, anywho, back to Amelia and the kid stuff. Matt.
Jeez, wow.
We just had a conversation. This is funny because we just had a conversation about how we go back and listen to the shows to try to help eliminate dead space. Like, did we not just have this conversation?
I think that was the problem.
I think we just did.
Yeah.
Like,
just say, yeah, before we started, you guys were talking about that and you jinxed it.
Yeah, we really did. Okay, so do you guys have gift certificates? Do you have anything like that? Like if somebody wanted to buy range time for their family members or anything?
We do have the punch cards.
Yeah, so we have
punch cards they can go buy as well, kind of preload.
Yep, so when you purchase a punch card, I believe it is 10 punches on the punch card right now. So $50 for $50 for members, whatever the math is on the 20. I'm not good at math at this time of day, guys. You'll get
Alaska public school system. Or Michigan in this case.
Michigan public school system, man.
Fairbanks water.
So
you live next to Eielson Air Force Base, I'm a well.
City water.
Yeah, so once you purchase a range card, punch card, you can come in during open hours and we'll punch the card and that's your range fees. And once you fill out the punch card, you can purchase a new one or you can pay by the time, you know, however many times.
By the hour.
Just more, whichever is more convenient.
Yeah, whichever one's more convenient. But we do have that.
And we're trying to improve upon that system. It's just working with what we got. And
transitioning from what we were, you know, what we had and then transitioning into what we want to do. And
I think that's important for every board.
Well, and I like the fact when I've gone into the range myself, it's always nice having you guys there. And if you need a question or you don't understand, you guys are there. There's well-experienced people there to help you.
Yeah, that's the great thing I like about it. Is you go in, there might be a bunch of people you don't know, but they're a world of information. I mean, you can just, hey, how do I do this? How do I do that? Or how do I clean this or take this gun apart? And they'll be like, oh, hey, let's go do it.
I've had a lot of fun there. I go to the USPSA matches, and that is – I really like that range. Usually when I'm used to indoor shooting ranges, it's very just cramped, tiny, small, whatever. But the fact that we're able to run full stages and do a whole lot, it's been very well maintained. And one thing I got to say is that heat works really well, especially in that right bay. When we start shooting, I'm baked halfway through and I got to go out and get water. But it is nice. I like it.
Yeah, that right ray bay gets really hot.
We're trying to figure out
how to but that's okay.
In. Yeah.
Especially when it's 20 below outside. So anyways, I think it's awesome and it's clean and it doesn't, I like the fact that it doesn't have a butt ton of rules.
Yep.
It's safe.
Safe.
But
without being,
it's not restrictive. So
yes.
I think that's important as well.
I like not being harassed by random people about picking up my brass if they want it or not at TVSA, unlike a certain place that rhymes with Mushman.
Mushman.
Anyways, real quick. There is a cup. Every guest, I don't have Vigilance Elite gummy bears.
Yeah.
but we do have our special cup. And I think you got one already, David.
Yeah, I got a blue one.
A blue one? So you get a white.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
If you come back again, you'll get a red one. So we'll just make it the colors of the flag.
Awesome.
So there's your C4 training group.
Like EGOT holders.
Mug.
You know, the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys. It'll be the same, but with C4 cups.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The trifecta.
Yeah.
David's got to come back again.
Just the tower.
Oh, but we also have an OD green one.
Ooh. Ooh.
Nice. Yeah. I know. Red, white, blue.
Green.
And I had to throw an OD green in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe Dave's we get powder coated gold
all.
Ones.
Yeah. Collect them all.
Powder coated gold ones. Once you get all four, you get the fifth one.
Yeah. Yeah. Unlock the fifth
nah,
one.
Don't like gold. Nah. Yeah, that'd be like a gold AK or something. That'd be cool.
Those are fun.
But. Anyways, remember, this will be on the 19th and 20th, or 18th and 20th of April over at TVSA Range. That's over at 1230 TVSA Way. So just remember, spring 2026 gun show for TVSA. Super good. The benefits of it go to youth education.
Yeah.
So don't forget that. Remember, the next ACHP class for C4 Training Group is the 11th and 12th of April. March class this weekend is sold out. So anyways... make sure you go on there and check out the June 20th and 21st active self-protection class that's going to be happening here in Fairbanks as well with those out-of-state trainers, Chris Bean and Neil Widener. So, anything else you got real closing? Because I got music playing in the background.
No, I've got nothing, Dave.
No, thank you for having
us. Amelia, Dave, really appreciate you being here. Miss Cindy, you got something you want to say?
I just want to shout out to Dana and just let her know we love her. And
she's in our prayers.
In our prayers.
Absolutely, Dana. Hang in there. You're kicking butt. So.
Absolutely.
Matt, anything real quick?
Stay safe. Don't buy a Burna.
All right. Peace out. We'll see you next Thursday. Brought to you by
Price RV. Auto Trim Design by Rogers Auto Repair and by Frontier Outfitters. To listen back to this or any past episode, log